Seguro.
Seguro.
Yeah, I guess somebody mentioned, I don't know if it was last week, that they wonder why nobody's getting the the full liberation or whatever it might be. But I can say that it's over time. It does keep growing and getting a little bit easier to recognize. But like today. I was well, yesterday I was recognizing the subtle presence for most of the day, and then today I was thinking, well, now or not, what I just wasn't feeling it, and so I'm trying to feel it, and then I noticed. When say I remember the term the nothing, and for some reason that helps to connect me, because I maybe in the past that term wouldn't have helped me, but I tell myself the nothing, and it starts to reveal itself. So I guess I'm getting used to I don't know, somewhat recognizing
And you just have to transfer your identification that you have with body, mind, ego, intellect onto this presence. You know, it's like, okay, I can sense this subtle sense of presence, and you say, oh, I am this. And so you identify more as the sense of presence, and you say, okay, I'm holding this body form, but I can sense this sense of presence. It's very, very subtle. I'm more like this presence than I am this body. Because presence is here. So presence is kind of the background that's sustaining. So now I start to identify more with presence. Then the identity of the body is kind of loosened because you're identifying more with presence. So if some kind of illusory instance comes about, you'll be more inclined to say, oh no, I'm presence. This, after some time, okay, presence, presence, I'm presence, I'm more like presence. Presence can be felt using the body, but I'm the presence, sort of using the body as a way to sense myself. And then the more that you're sort of remaining with this sense of presence, there's a subtle twist. This is where Maharaj does the knock, knock on the door. Who's there? Nobody's there. Well, there is something, someone, something, whatever you want to call it. At this point, nouns, pronouns, all these things, it doesn't make any sense. So that you are knows this sense of presence. And that's where that black hole feeling comes in, where it's just like you remain with the knower of the sense of presence. And now you don't have to try and remain with presence. You don't have to try and push thoughts away. You don't have to try and pay attention to anything. Because it's like it drops, boom, and that's
And
it.
then would you say that what formerly you did identify sort of drops into the background or sort of disappears even?
Can't say anything.
Mm.
That's why Maharaj says no experience, no experiencer, no witness, no witnesser. As you're identifying presence being felt through the body, there's sort of a witness type consciousness. that's able to sense the sense of presence using body. So this presence becomes an object in your awareness. But then, as you're sort of remaining with yourself, the self, nothing.
It dissolves, it all dissolves.
Yeah, there's just nothing.
And then the concepts about dissolving and all that appearance and then dissolving. You know, a lot of times when I think about this stuff, I think, well, it's all appearing and dissolving at the same time, in the same moment, right now.
But anything that dissolves is false. Like when we say the illusory layers, they're illusory layers. Illusory is not like a, you know, let's not make that a concept. These are things that are not. And anything that is not won't remain. But that you are, that's the only thing that remains. That's why Maharaj says, where all experience ends, there you are. Experience of first world, then body, mind, ego, intellect, then presence. And then you don't experience yourself. You are yourself. It's self-evident. So the recognition and the projection that, oh, so that I am that, is done without words. Prior to words, you are.
Yeah, because you notice that words just don't do the job. When you try to say what it is, what the nothing is.
Words came along with the body. That you are has no desire or need for words because there's nothing there. There's no, and yet there is something. It's like when the space, when everybody in the room leaves, the room, yes, is still there. If and if you're there to see that there's no one in the room, then you're there. But you say, oh, everyone's left. There's no one in the room. So the sense of existence has appeared to that you are, which then created all this illusory happenings and all this activity. And again, we go back to dream. This is so, if you can just sit there and say, okay, dream body, dead body, dream consciousness, the sense of existence automatically springs forth a dream world. And consciousness formlessly identifies with a little dream body within the dream existence in order to create a little story. And you're witnessing the dream, and you're able to participate in the dream because you've identified with the dream body. But all of this is formlessly happening because the sense of existence mixes in, and oh, there's a sense of existence, and naturally, the creation creates. There's no one actually creating. Because when you wake up, oh, it is all a dream. And when you know yourself in a real sense, then you understand that the same consciousness that knowing the sense of existence created an entire dream world and you identified with a dream body, you are the same in this waking dream, in this waking consciousness, sense of existence. And now you've identified with a body within the dream. And you're experiencing within the dream that you're dreaming, basically. Forms are appearing and disappearing inside the formlessness that you are. And when you're dreaming, forms are appearing and disappearing inside the formlessness that you are. And here's Andrew. Ha-ha! Andrew, Jai Guru.
Good. Is that Andrew Murphy from the old days?
Yeah.
I didn't remember his last name.
Yep. Yeah, I told you, I sent it around, right? Everybody got to have the copy of the ultimate accomplishment. Okay, good, good. Yeah, I thought I did. I just want to make sure. And thank you for that, Andrew.
You send out an email?
I sent out an email for devotion from Maharaj for August 31st for his Mahasamadhi.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got responses from some people, and Andrew responded and sent a copy of The Ultimate Accomplishment that I then took parts one and two and combined them into one PDF. And last time we were all together, I think
Yes.
I posted the link, or I did. I forget exactly what we did, but everybody got a copy.
An email?
No. In the chat, I think it was. I guess you're saying you didn't get it by the.
Well, I didn't get like a separate email.
No. But you were able to read The Ultimate Accomplishment, right? You got the book.
I forgot to look it up, but I wasn't really sure where it was at.
Okay.
Yeah. So where is It's in a link or something on
Yeah, but from last time. So, all right.
so if you go to the last week's show on
No. I don't believe you can do that. Like, go to another pre.
I can watch past you I think I can watch past.
Well, no, it won't do that. Like, if you're watching, this was in a chat. We can
That's it.
chat and nobody will see the chat.
Exactly.
So, but let me see. I put it in lineage, caramba, lineage spiritual texts. And here it is. All right. The ultimate accomplishment.
It's
Share.
27 page all total, eh?
No, it's more than that.
Okay, I received 27.
It
Okay.
should be, because it's like a part one and part two, and I combined it into one big PDF. I could tell you how many. It's 186 pages.
Oh my God, okay, no, I don't have that.
So I just put the link in the chat again, and everybody should be able to get it. And if for some reason I have to say yes, I'm sharing, I don't know. I guess because Google is very strange. You share something and then they ask you, are you sure you want to share it?
So if I click on the chat on this screen right here, that's where it's at.
Yep. You see the link that's in the chat?
I see the chat.
Yep. And it popped up with a link,
Oh,
drive.google.com. And all that stuff.
okay. See, I didn't understand what where to find.
Yep, click on that link and it should just download right on your desktop there.
I don't have it. I don't have it.
Who doesn't have it? Hey,
Does it
Andrew.
work?
Yeah, good. It should work. You just click on it's a Google Drive, and anybody with a link should be able to open it. But if it's asking for permission, then I can give that extra permission if you like.
No, because I am on a high pad.
All right. How about everybody put their email in the chat and I'll go
Okay.
ahead and send it to you. I'll copy it.
Fantastic. Okay.
Down in
So,
your message.
I just don't know where the
Oh, the chat is that little, it's like a little
Yeah.
bubble. And let me add something else, and you can say it should blink for you on your screen if I say here.
Yeah, okay.
There you go.
Whoop.
So we should just type our email down in the message
Yes, please. That'd be wonderful. And then I can copy it. And there you go. Got it. Hi, Andrew.
Hello, how you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Good.
Yeah, hi, Andrew.
I was
Hi, how
just
you doing?
sharing your ultimate accomplishment that you had shared in the
Yeah,
email.
I got that off of academia.edu. It's a fellow that I was with in India, John Norwell
Mike,
from
Steve.
Northern Ireland.
Hey.
He lived in Mumbai for 20 years. He's a disciple of Ranjit, and he learned Marathi, and he translated those chapters in the lectures from Marathi into English. And so that's where I got it. So I thought I'd share it with you guys.
Yeah,
It,
absolutely.
it's really good. I mean, you know, it's the translation is a little clunky maybe, but it's just really very good. You know, it's just really good. So
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, I see it now.
Just put your stuff in there. I'll go ahead and copy it.
You gonna stay there? No, I got the old file right now.
Oh, you got it. Okay, good. And
I
it's
just wanna,
186 pages?
yeah,
Well,
okay.
good. Then you have it.
So you're gonna stay, that's gonna stay on the on the on the okay.
Yep, you got to
I
download it probably, because when you click the link, it's allowing you to share from the Google Drive, and then you
okay.
just download it.
Okay, how I download it. Okay. Copie, envoyer, ouvrir. Sorry, guys.
All good, no worries.
I don't know how to download.
Okay, so
Okay.
you're talking about dissolving, and so what seems to be here as a body and mind, just kind of like disappears in a way, but does. And then so the what dissolves into you yourself. So it's like no longer other than yourself.
Well, Maharaj says, where all experience ends, there you are. You cannot dissolve. The story of the 10th man. All these people, they cross the river, they get to the other side, they believe there's only nine people on the other side, and they start crying that one of them has drowned. Then a wise man comes by, and he raps each one on the head, and there's 10. And that's because you're not counting yourself. So, where all experience ends, there you are. Whether presence is there or presence is not there, you are. Because you had to be there for presence to be able to appear. For the sense that I exist to appear, there had to be you. You are the ultimate reality, your final truth. That's why all the layers, when all the layers are removed, there you are. Where all experience ends, there you are. You can never not be, because when you're not, then nothing is, but there would not be the ability to have anything because there'd be nothing there on which to appear. There'd be no projector, so to speak. There could be no projections without a projector. If you go to the movie theater and there's no projector there, it's just blank screen, there's nothing. There has to be a projector. You are the projector. Not the projections.
So I can't quite say that the appearances or the projections never existed
Well, they're disappeared. You could say they exist for a time if you really wanted to, but they're not constant. They're not
Yeah.
permanent. They're not reality.
Right. They have nothing of their own.
Anything that comes and goes, obviously, is not reality.
Yeah.
And that's why you could say also, if you're measuring yourself in body form, looking at yourself in a mirror, that same formless presence looking through the mirror as a little child, as a young man, as an older man, as a very old man. But the presence is not aged. The you are that you are doesn't age.
So the important thing to know is that the experience and the passing appearances are not real. And then the more you, or if you do recognize that, then you're not
Well, if you
identifying.
know yourself in a
You're
real
not
sense,
identifying.
then all that disappears because
It's not identified as being at all anymore.
After you remain with the sense of presence, identify the sense of presence, okay, this I am, then there's nothing. It pulls in all concepts. There's, you erase, 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 and yet that is, you cannot erase yourself. You cannot, that's selfless self. Self without self. You can't say manifest or unmanifest because these are body-based words and concepts. You can't say nothing even.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get rid of yourself.
Yeah, it is. It is. You can't deny it at that point.
That's why they say it's self-evident. And that's why in meditation, you sit quietly and you start to observe this subtle, subtle sense of presence, the nectar of immortality, so to speak, and you drink of this nectar of immortality. That's why Siddhartha Maheshwara Maharaj says, spend every waking moment with the I am. And Nisargadatta Maharaj, he did this. He says, every waking moment he spent with the I am. I am, meaning sense of existence, the just I, just I, just I. And there's nothing. Well, as you spend more and more time, that's why Nisargadatta Maharaj has said it's the doorway. Because on one side is this illusion. Then there's this sense of existence, sense of presence, I am, whatever you want to call it, consciousness. And then on the other side is your own self. And of course, there are no sides. There's no inside, no outside. But in just for explanation, there's just nothing. But not the concept of nothing. Again, everybody in the room gets up and leaves, and you say, oh, the room is empty. But you have to be there to say the room is empty. And you have to be there to say, oh, now the room has people. Knock, knock on the door. Who's there? Nobody's there. Somebody has to be there to say, nobody's there. Which means then the sense of presence, the sense of existence, on which all this world appearance has appeared, whether it is there or not, you are. Because without you, how would there be a sense of existence? How would there be anything?
You could say, I am or the being that I truly am is unaffected by anything, but the body and mind are so affected by things. And the trick would be to see that the effects are there, but not identify them. I did not identify with the effects. And I guess that one just comes automatically as long as you're recognizing the true self. But unless, you know, it's easy to forget.
You can answer this question within your own self, because if you remain with yourself, the self, this question will have no foundation. There'll be no questions. You won't even have the ability to form a questioner. And that's why Maharaj says all the answers are within you. You go deeper and deeper and deeper within self with self. Oh, so that I am that. You can't ask a question. You can't form a questioner.
John,
yes.
Can I say something?
Yes, yes.
What you said now, you cannot form a question. That's really true. I mean, after the satsang and until next Tuesday, I'd be thinking, why should I ask John this question? But when I sit right here, it's so difficult even for me to, because in the presence, there's no question to ask. It's everything is so, so beautiful. You just that's, I don't know how to experience. The question also becomes futile to me, because when I'm grasping whatever you're saying, oh, I shouldn't be there to even ask a question. That's how I feel, because that I have to disappear too. So sitting in this live satsang with a being who has understood directly is the most, most beneficial than any other thing. That's how I feel. If you get a chance to sit directly with a being who has understood, you have to be very extremely fortunate to even sit with you. That's what I'm totally grateful for this opportunity, John. Thank you.
Yes, I do. And just know there's no me, there's no you, there's no nothing. There's presence, there's a recognition in the projection without any concepts of being anything.
But doesn't that still have a relation, somehow a relationship with the body and the mind?
No, not at all. Imagine right now that you're dreaming this in sleeping. When you wake up, you absolutely know that all the conversations that were happening, there were no individuals happening them. It's not possible. It's not possible for anyone to have any individual thoughts or any individual life. You know this when you wake up. Correct? If this is a dream. So now you know yourself in a real sense. There is absolutely no individuals. There's absolutely nothing. There's no individual thought process or individual speaker and listener. Because the same, quote, consciousness that created the dream world is the same consciousness that creates the waking world. The only difference is identification with the body of I am awake or I am asleep. When you know yourself in a real sense, I am not body, then how can there be such a thing as waking, sleeping, dreaming, nothing?
And that's how you can say that nothing ever happened.
Just appearance.
That's weird.
The space in this room, no matter, like, okay, in this apartment, for instance, I'm not the first tenant. There's been a whole life lived within this apartment, and then before them, another whole life, and all this space is totally unaffected by that. And there's no feeling of the space. Oh, I'm very sad to see those people go, or I'm happy. These, you know, this person is making me more happy in my space. No, space is space. And presence is presence. That subtle, subtle, subtle consciousness, presence, just I, sense of existence. It's not yours and mine. It is, and we are not. Just as in the dream, it is, and we are not. When you wake up in the morning, you say, oh, that was all a dream. When you know yourself in a real sense, you absolutely know. There can't be individuals conversing. The questions and answers are all coming from selfless self. Through whatever ideas or concepts are held at the time, and then being cleared. Because we come here and we don't talk about, like, oh, how do I stop my thoughts? Or, oh, how can I live a more peaceful life or anything? Because the answer is your own self. When you stop pretending and imagining and you just remain with your selfless self, then the concept of peace, and that's why I think it, Maharaj says, when no peace is required, you've reached your destination.
I still feel my mind raising up though and saying there are
No mind.
differences. There's differences with saying there's differences. There's differences.
Well, differences such as, okay, ashram and toilet, as Maharaj says, walls come down. Where's the difference? Space is space. Sky is sky. Maharaj used the example all the time. Is India sky different than American sky? And I actually told him, I said, oh, now I've been to India. I can look up and say, no, sky is sky. Like I've now personally experienced India sky, America sky, same sky. So of course it's same sky. And sky doesn't know, oh, I'm over America. Oh, I'm over China. Oh, I'm over India. Oh, I'm over Africa. No, sky is sky. Sky doesn't complain, cloudy, not cloudy. Five elements just do a huge storm or wind blows or it's too sunny or not sunny enough. That's another thing. Sun. Sun doesn't know day and night. Seasons, calendar. In Siddharameshwara Maharaj's book, The Ultimate Accomplishment, I liked how it said banana. We are not eating banana, the words. We're eating that to which banana has been labeled.
Okay, so you're eating something. You're saying you're eating something.
Within the illusion, you can do a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
In your dream, I could dream tonight that I'm water skiing. And I'm not good water skier. But in my dream, I might be an amazing water skier. Because nothing's true.
But it has
and
nothing.
When I wake up, I'm not wet. When you know yourself in a real sense, No matter what is happening to this body, it's not happening to you. And that's why it's like, oh, what happens when presence leaves the body? But presence isn't leaving the body. The body is an object within presence. Just like in a dream, the little dream body is an object within the dream consciousness. What happens when you wake up? Where does the body go? Five elements are only within the illusion. The forms created formlessly, spontaneously. You know, we read about the floods in Libya, where it's like 10,000 people, 10,000 bodies returned to the five elements. Presence was unaffected. The entire world, as we know it, this globe that we call Earth, dissolves. Gone. Presence is not affected. Billions of people just disappear. Presence is not affected.
And you are presence. That's what you're saying. You are presence.
You're the knower of presence. Presence is felt through body form. You say, oh, I am this. So therefore, just like more and more and more subtle, if you're sifting, when you can sift no more, that you are. Where all experience ends, there you are.
So more so than I know presence, I know myself.
Well, you cannot know yourself. Yourself is self-evident. If you try to know yourself, then you're creating a subject-object duality of, oh, I know myself. That's why presence is like the last kind of, okay, I'm identifying as this sense of presence. But then, okay, there's a subtle knowingness that, oh, presence can be known. You cannot be known. You cannot know yourself. You are self-evident. If you try to know yourself, you create a subject-object duality, and then it's an I who knows myself. Selfless self is self-evident. A recognition. Again, the 10th man. The one in the room that says the room is empty. The knock knock on the door, nobody's there. Somebody has to be there to say nobody's there.